Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport. For an explanation of this verse, refer to Adi Lila, chapter 3, verse 52. We'll come back to that. So next one. Raja kahe shastra pramane chaitanya haya krishna tabe kene panditis shabha tanhate vitrishna. The king said, according to evidence given in the revealed scriptures, it is concluded that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. Why then are learned scholars sometimes indifferent to him? So everyone is aware of the conversation that's happening here. Who is the king that's speaking? King Prataparudra, who is the king of Odisha and that province at that time, and also overseeing the Jagannath Puri temple. And who is he speaking to? Gopinathacharya at this point. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is also there, so maybe he's speaking to both of them. And basically, what's happened, just for those who aren't aware, that they're on a rooftop overlooking an area where all the devotees have just arrived from Bengal, and Lord Chaitanya has sent Govinda and someone, Sarup Damodar, yes, Govinda and Sarup Damodar to greet all the devotees. And King Prataparudra is just in ecstasy seeing all these devotees arrive. He says he's never seen anything brighter. It's like a million suns have risen. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asks Gopinathacharya, please introduce, as the devotees are recognizing each one of the devotees who've come from Bengal, please explain to King Prataparudra who each of these devotees are. So he's doing that, and the ecstasy is growing and growing. And then King Prataparudra is inquiring, why is it that everyone doesn't recognize that Lord Chaitanya is the Lord? And Sarvabhauma, maybe it was Sarvabhauma who actually recited these verses, was explaining that even the Shastra, even the scripture explains that Lord Chaitanya is God. He is Krishna himself. And so the king is now saying, so if there's evidence in the Shastra, how come so many learned scholars remain indifferent to him? But none of you are indifferent, because you're all intelligent persons, because you chant congregationally the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so this is the Bhattacharya's response, yes. Bata kahe tanra kripa lesha hoya yanre se se tan hare Krishna kari laite pare. The Bhattacharya replied, a person who has received but a small fraction of mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that he is Lord Krishna. No one else can. So it's all dependent on mercy, mercy, mercy. Purport. The Sankirtan movement can be spread by a person who is especially favored by Lord Krishna. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartan. Without first obtaining the mercy of the Lord, one cannot spread the holy name of the Lord. One who can spread the Lord's name is called Labdha Chaitanya, in the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. The Labdha Chaitanya is one who has actually awakened his original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The influence of the pure devotees in Krishna consciousness is such that it can awaken others to become immediately Krishna conscious and engage themselves in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. In this way, the descendants of pure devotees increase, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes much pleasure in seeing the increase of his devotees. The word sumedasaha means sharply intelligent. When one's intelligence is sharp, he can increase the interests of common men in loving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through him in loving Radha Krishna. Those not interested in understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are simply material in their attempts at professional chanting and dancing for money, despite their supposed artistry. If one does not have full faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot properly chant and dance in the Sankirtan movement. Artificial chanting and dancing may be due to sentiments or sentimental agitation, but this cannot help one advance in Krishna consciousness. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Om Aganati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitangena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivazadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If it weren't for Lord Chaitanya Senapati Bhakta, none of us would have access to Lord Chaitanya, or some of us. Anyone here is from Bengal originally? Yes. So had you heard of Lord Chaitanya before ISKCON? Yes. So in Bengal, Lord Chaitanya is kind of known as God, as Krishna. As God, as Krishna.
No.
Yeah, so he was considered maybe a saintly person like that. Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda arranged for special darshan for those who were here at deity greeting time. And I was just thinking how dependent we have become on electricity. And if it all goes, what will we do? When I can no longer charge my iPhone or my iPad, tune into the Wi-Fi, what will happen then? We will be left with ourselves alone and Krishna, simply to chant the holy names. And we'll have to light, someone was telling me earlier, one of the pujaris, that they're from South India, and in the temple there, they don't use electricity, they just light oil lamps. So every darshan is oil lamps and health and safety. Yes, exactly. Well, the health and safety people won't be able to investigate you because they won't be able to go anywhere because the electricity won't work. So all of their computers will be down. And then we'll be forced back to the origins of man. What did Prabhupada say? I think in Nectar of Instruction, he says that if we request people to go back to a simple way of life, they will think that we are asking them to. Anyone remembers? God, I just had it in my mind and I'm remembering the rest of it. I forgot. He said that they think we are asking them to basically just revert back to primitive culture. That's what he says, back to primitive culture. Krishna. Okay, so I'd just like to go through this purport, and then we'll go on a little bit of a journey. And what time does class finish this morning? 10? 11? Half 12? Okay. Just in time for Raj Bhoga Arti. Gentleman in the back looked at his watch and said, "You gotta be kidding." I'm not sitting here for that long. Huh? Never ending? 9 o'clock, is it? On Sundays, is it 9? Okay, so 8:50, precisely. And there's a note here that says leave 5 to 10 minutes. So you're saying it should be 10. Okay. And 9 o'clock sharp. Okay. Okay, so we're going to start talking very quick. If everyone will have to keep up. I have an American accent. You should be able to follow me very good. Everyone still with me? No, just kidding. So the Sankirtan movement can be spread by a person who is especially favored by Lord Krishna. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. So whenever I read this statement, there's one person especially that I think of, and it's Bhakta Rubin Prabhu. No, sorry. It's of course Srila Prabhupada. So without first obtaining the mercy of the Lord, so how difficult it must be for Prabhupada to write these purports. In his humility, he's making the statement at the same time, he is the person who has spread the Sankirtan movement all over the entire planet. So, I mean, if you just think about what Srila Prabhupada said, these purports were his personal ecstasies. So you can imagine there must have been just divine revelation as Prabhupada is writing these purports of how Krishna is empowering him to do this phenomenal service of, you know, and there's some purports we were reading the other day, again, in Nectar of Instruction. Prabhupada actually, you can hear in his tone that he's specifically, he knows that somehow he has been chosen to do this. And he's kind of openly criticizing his godbrothers who are criticizing him. Well, he doesn't criticize them. He just says that they just have no intelligence for spreading the Sankirtan mission. That when Lord Chaitanya said that the Sankirtan movement will be spread to every town and village. People just thought that must mean only in India. And they didn't, hasn't even really been done in India. Lord Chaitanya spread it all throughout South India and different places. And slowly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But really, it hadn't spread to every town and village. And so Srila Prabhupada is the personality who took the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. If someone could help. If your phone falls between the seats, please wait for an attendant to come and assist you. So, yes, yeah, Srila Prabhupada, just what an amazing personality. And how fortunate we all are that in this glorious lineage which we're hearing about today, that we could have and may have come in contact with so many other spiritual paths or spiritual groups, but somehow we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada by the mercy of the devotees, by the mercy of his disciples, by the mercy of the disciples of his disciples. Somehow or other, that mercy coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Srila Prabhupada, the Guru Parampara, reached us, and we were able to come in contact with Krishna consciousness in its pure form, coming straight from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So without first obtaining the mercy of the Lord, one cannot spread the holy name of the Lord. So we have to get that mercy. How do we get the mercy of the Lord? So we're going to introduce a new program here just for my class. If your phone beeps, so please turn on your phones. If your phone beeps, you get to sponsor a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. So this is the luckiest lottery you will ever experience in your life. I don't know how much they are here now, but we'll do it for 108 just for you today. So please turn your phones on so that they make a really obnoxious, loud tone so we can all hear it and we can all go, Haribo! And then we'll wait until you write the check, fork out the cash, or you give me your credit card. Yes? So is everyone okay with that? But no one turned their phones on. I'm sure I saw a few people turn them off, though. Okay, so how do we get the mercy of the Lord? That applies to brahmacharis also, by the way. How do we get the mercy of the Lord? Yes? Perfect, yes, wonderful. By the mercy of Vaishnavas. One can spread the holy name of the Lord. One who can spread the holy name is called Labdha Chaitanya, in the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Prabhupada is making this statement. I, in my research, could not find this term or the quote specifically from Bhaktisiddhanta. So it is possible Prabhupada heard it, or it is there in some other writings or different letters. But Labdha Chaitanya, we know that the word Chaitanya, of course, went mostly when we hear Chaitanya, we think of Lord Chaitanya. But what does Chaitanya mean? The word Lord Chaitanya actually means? Yes, you're the only one that raised your hand. Nice. Thank you. Yes, I think you gave the whole definition of Labdha Chaitanya, which is perfect. And Chaitanya means the life force, or as you mentioned, the natural condition of the soul, which is spiritual. And by nature, Jivara Swarupoi, Krishnara Nichidas, we are naturally the servants. So Labdha Chaitanya is one who is actually awakened to his original consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness. And the influence of the pure devotee in Krishna consciousness is such that it can. So if you are in Krishna, who here is Krishna conscious? It's always a good question to ask. It's like, will devotees raise their hands or not? Most likely no one will raise their hand because they're all too humble. So no one here is conscious of Krishna. Because if you're not, the rest of the purport is going to be very difficult for you. And the word sharp intelligence is not going to apply to you. So, you know, you're a little Krishna conscious. Okay. So we all know the statement, I think we mentioned it once before, that one devotee asked Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are there? We know this. And Prabhupada said, how many disciples do I have? And they said, but Prabhupada, we're not pure devotees. And then Prabhupada told the story, a mango is a mango. He said, if a mango is green or a mango is ripe, it's still a mango. So you can be a pure devotee in practice or a pure devotee in perfection. But as long as you stay connected to the tree, as long as you stay connected to devotees, then you will naturally ripen. So who here is Krishna conscious? Real humility is that, yes, I'm trying to be conscious of Krishna and I do at least know who Krishna is, right? Who thinks that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Okay, if you don't raise your hand, you're an atheist. You can get out. No, okay. Yes, of course. So if you think Krishna is the Supreme, then you must be somewhat Krishna conscious. Okay. So the influence of the pure devotees, I won't ask how many of you are pure devotees, in such that it can awaken others to become immediately Krishna conscious and engage themselves in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Who here discovered Krishna on their own, just woke up one morning and like, Krishna is God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Anyone here that happened? It's possible. Some people, amazing things happen. Who here was influenced in their development of Krishna consciousness by another devotee? Yes. Okay. Anyone who came to Krishna consciousness any other way? How was it? So the same, you met a devotee. You met the Krishna, the whole movement all at once. In Ireland, God, that's amazing. In Germany. So how did you meet the movement? Okay. But some devotee explained something to you, or just you read Prabhupada's books? Okay. Okay. I think it's pretty similar somehow, but yes. Generally, the point is that bhakti breeds bhakti. So someone who has bhakti, they can give bhakti. They can seed or nourish or fertilize the bhakti in someone else's heart. In this way, the descendants of pure devotees increase. What does that mean, in this way, the descendants of pure devotees increase? More devotees. More devotees, happier devotees. Yes? So, cascade. I like that word. That's nice. They cascade. Yes. So, Prabhu, you will have many descendants in your lineage. Harivo! Yes. So, we should be making devotees, taking care of devotees, teaching devotees, guiding devotees, and then they will do the same. And then the descendants of the devotees, Jai Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Ki Jai, Hari Hari. So this descendants of pure devotees will increase, and what will that do to Lord Chaitanya? Make him very happy. So he becomes happy. He takes much pleasure in seeing the increase of his devotees. Thus the Sankirtan movement, it's meant to be moving. The mission is to give kirtan, the holy name, and engage others in Sankirtan. This word Sumedasaha means sharply intelligent. Su modifies Medasaha. So not just intelligent, but very intelligent, sharply intelligent. When one's intelligence is sharp, he can increase the interests of common men in loving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through him in loving Radha Krishna. So when our intelligence is strong, we all know that we're meant to hear and chant, read, study Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada said we should study his books how? Threadbare. scrutinizingly, like a lawyer. Like a lawyer studies what? The law books. So yeah, so we should study. And what will that do when we study and read and hear from Srila Prabhupada? It will sharpen our intelligence. Sharpening the knife. Just have to sharpen our intelligence. Otherwise, what is the natural state of the conditioned living entity's intelligence? It's pretty dull. I know some very sharply intelligent materialistic people. Their intelligence is also very sharp. They also use the same techniques, but they sharpen their intelligence with material knowledge. And their material intelligence is sharp so that they can, in general, enjoy. Right? How to increase my enjoyment in the material world. That's the intelligence. But one who's Krishna conscious and whose intelligence is sharp, their desire is, how can I increase the pleasure of Krishna? How can we increase Krishna's enjoyment? When one's intelligence is sharp, yes. And also here it says that we can increase the interest of common people, those who aren't so intelligent yet, and teach them how to love Lord Chaitanya. And through him and loving Radha Krishna. I think this is a very important line. And I'm going through this line by line because every line of Srila Prabhupada's words in his purports could be an entire purport and class unto itself. And there's the famous statement how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave class 30 days in a row or something like that. 30 days in a row on the same verse and never really repeated any of the ideas or aspects of the philosophy, and every class was dynamic and unique. And so the same is there for Srila Prabhupada's. Often when we read through very quickly. I know it used to be, for me, it was like you're in the Brahmachari Ashram, you have to read for an hour a day, and it was like, hit the stopwatch, poof, and it's like, don't you tell me things, page two, kind of like the way sometimes we chant our rounds. It's amazing. My phone is ringing right now, and Gauranga is calling me. My phone didn't ring. My watch rang. And it's on silent, so you didn't know. Only I told you. Say it again. The CC set. Okay. No problem. This guy. This is the sharp intelligence of a Sankirtan devotee. He's like, giving it back to me as good as he got it. Very good. Very good. So, yes, this point is very, very important because we can only approach Radha Krishna through Lord Chaitanya. And even as devotees, sometimes, maybe I'm alone in this, but sometimes we kind of miss Lord Chaitanya a little bit, don't we? We kind of skip over Lord Chaitanya. Like, we got the mercy, thanks. Now I'm moving on to Radha and Krishna. And which is okay because, of course, Lord Chaitanya has come to give the love of Radha and Krishna. But at the same time, we have to be very careful that somehow we don't forget from whence that mercy came, and that actually it's not just about developing a relationship with Radha and Krishna, I guess you could say in a mood of awe and reverence, but actually we should have the mood of giving Radha Krishna to others, especially in the form of the holy name. In the form of Srila Prabhupada's book. So again, it's actually a mission. It's a Sankirtan mission. It's a yajna, means there has to be active. And our hearts, of course, should become absorbed in Radha Krishna prema, love. But at the same time, we should be also dedicated to trying to give that to others. So those who are not interested in understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are simply material in their attempts. So Srila Prabhupada picking up on this point that of how important it is to have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the equation. It's not just me and Radha and Krishna, it's just as me and Krishna, but actually Lord Chaitanya has to be in the equation. And especially now, previously probably when Prabhupada wrote this purport, there weren't that many people dancing and chanting of Hare Krishna for money, especially in the West, right? Like highly unlikely. But Now there are, but in Bengal and different places, no offense against Bengalis, but they know about Sankirtan, they know about Harinam, and in fact in Bengal all the different Upasampradayas have developed. So what the heck's going on in Bengal anyway? Just kidding. So of course, in places there are people who would dance and chant for money, recite Bhagavatam for Lakshmi. You know, so these different things are going on. And Prabhupada says, despite their supposed artistry, that he says it's just a material attempt and they can't properly do it. And he says, if one does not have full faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it always scares me. Like Prabhupada could just say, one who has faith, right? But he didn't use just faith. He didn't make it easy. One who just has faith. Like we hear that we should chant. One senior devotee, he said, whenever Prabhupada says that we should chant the holy names, it automatically implies we should chant on the Shuddha Nam platform. We should chant offenselessly. But fortunately, he doesn't say that every time, so sometimes we think, yeah, snickersticker ram ram, snickersticker ram ram, that's good. At least I'm trying to chant some rounds. But actually, it's implied that whenever Prabhupada says we should chant the holy names, it means with full attention and free from offense. And here Srila Prabhupada says that if one does not have full faith, what does that mean, full faith? Someone who has full faith, help me out here. Okay, someone who doesn't have full faith, sorry, I forgot. Oh, you guys aren't even Krishna conscious when to speak of having full faith. What does it mean, full faith? Yes, Prabhuji. Are you looking at his paper? Oh, okay.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is avatar of Krishna.
Okay, that sounds pretty close to full faith. Yes. Of course, we yeah, okay.
Janadapi sunichana samyan tara janadapi sunichana ani namane dena. It's interesting, humility, the meaning that humility given by Prabhupada blown my mind away, is when nothing beyond this world can save you, not your family, not your cause, nothing. When you have that humility, especially when you have that humility and full faith in Chaitanya, that I can't get anywhere without Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Mm.
That really then you can make levels, you can make steps.
Okay, Trinadapi Sunichena verse and real humility. Yes, Mother. You pass the mic.
That comes to my mind is Tate Nukamba. It's the regardless of happiness and distress that's coming, you are still fixed in your chanting. You don't blame Krishna, why are you doing this to me? But you trust his plan and you carry on with the process.
Yeah, no matter what happens, I still trust Krishna is the ultimate string puller. Thank you. I don't need the mic, I'm okay, I've got one. Thank you for offering, David.
When we have that symptom, I'm hope against hope.
Hope against hope. Yeah, yeah, interesting statement. Okay, anyone else? Yes. Govinda. And the Siddhanta.
Krishna Bhakti Koyali Savra Karma Kritahoy, that if I disengage in Krishna Bhakti, then everything else will be taken care of.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty good. And obviously that's it, Krishna Bhakti, but Krishna Bhakti, that's firm faith in Krishna Bhakti. But we have to have firm faith that Krishna Bhakti is coming from Lord Chaitanya. You say Krishna Bhakti. I think it's Jagannath Das Babaji who used to say, who is this Krishna? Chaitanya, Gauranga. He only is like interested in Lord Chaitanya. In fact, I remember a few times being with Tribhuvanath Prabhu where he would kind of just say, Lord Chaitanya, 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 Gauranga. So this firm faith, full faith. Of course, Prabhupada would, in order to describe firm faith, he would often say, Sarva dharmam parichaja mame kam sharanam braja ham tam sarva pape bhyo moksha yishami mashucha. Just abandon all varieties of religion and surrender completely to Krishna. But now it's abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to Lord Chaitanya. So we have to, likely we could all For sure, all of us could increase our faith in Lord Chaitanya, increase our understanding of Lord Chaitanya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that when we remember Lord Chaitanya, difficult things become easy. But when we forget Lord Chaitanya, even the easiest of things become very difficult. Yes, Prayojana Prabhu. It's not on.
The ways to achieve Krishna consciousness in a practicing devotee is enthusiasm.
Mm.
That will take you there. It's a number one quality, and to reach the destination.
Mm, very just nice. Carry on. Enthusiasm. Utsahan nishchaya daryat. Yes. So when we chant our rounds, we should chant with utsahan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes, we should have enthusiasm. Thank you, Prabhu. So I'm just realizing I'm almost out of time. So, yes, this full faith. So let us try to increase our full faith, our surrender to Lord Chaitanya. And here we see that Lord Chaitanya is pleased when we try to bring others to him, so like that, and when we share the Sankirtan movement with others. And here we say, he cannot properly chant and dance in the Sankirtan movement without full faith. So, yeah, we have to have this full faith. Artificial chanting and dancing may be due to sentiment and sentimental agitation, but this cannot help one advance in Krishna consciousness. So let us not be sentimental. Just doing it because someone else is doing it, just doing it because it feels good. When we dance, we should dance for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should chant for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that. So... I was going to do something else. I wasn't going to do what I just did, but I did that. So this verse here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that we should refer to the Adi Leela, chapter 3, verse 52. So, should we go and look at that verse? Okay, Adi Leela, 352. Okay. Wow, it's the same verse. Okay. So this verse is quoted earlier by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But we can see here in the purport that this verse is originally coming from 11th canto, 5th chapter, text 32. So one might ask, how come Srila Prabhupada didn't direct us in the CC to the 11th canto? How come he didn't do that? Why would he revert us back to earlier in the... You know, it's like if you quote a verse from Shastra, usually you would cite the Shastra it came from, not necessarily where it's repeated in the same Shastra. Anyone knows? Other than Govinda, I know he knows exactly. He's eagerly. Yes?
Prabhupada not translated the 11th canto.
Thank you, yes. Did everyone hear that? Because Prabhupada hadn't translated the 11th canto. In fact, he didn't translate the 11th canto himself personally through his disciples who were empowered to do such. So Prabhupada directed to this verse. So this verse and the purport is very long. But this text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as the Krama Sandarbha, which has been translated by His Holiness Banu Maharaj, who is here at the moment, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in the Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow, gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaudahari, enthusiasm. Prayojana said we have to do stuff with enthusiasm. Who?
Gaudahari.
Very good. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varna and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. Now, no one is going to argue with Jiva Goswami because Jiva Goswami is just the most elevated scholar. And there's just, if he says it, you just got to go, yes, exactly. Whatever you say, Jiva Goswami. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoys transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. So we can be happy by chanting and dancing. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. Yes? So we hear from Lord Chaitanya to chant the holy names. We chant and then we will give it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss, which is why we're all here. At least in the beginning when we started chanting, anyone had that experience, it was like, wow. Of course, later it might change a little bit and come back, but in the beginning especially, it's like, oh my God, this is incredible. Hare Krishna. Oh God, Krishna. Later it's like Ishnika, 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 Ishnika. Shirade. In all respects, therefore he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Which is another important point. The Krishna is non-different from his holy name. Krishna is non-different from Lord Chaitanya. We use the word avatar. We refer to him as the golden avatar, but actually he is non-different from Krishna. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sangopangastra Parshadam. I think someone earlier when they were saying, they said Sangopasta. And I was thinking, someone read my mind. I love the sangha of pasta. Good pasta is the best sangha. And further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty. I love that word. I don't even know if that is really a word. Prabhupada uses it so often. Super excellent. It's like excellent is usually as high as you can go. But Prabhupada said, no, Lord Chaitanya, his beauty is super excellent. He subdues all the people of the age. Excuse me. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all-attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas, and the Bhaktivedanta Manor Sangha community. Okay, we're almost there. Everyone okay? All right, we're going to pick up the pace. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature which says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. So all weddings called off. No more samskars, Hari Bol. Only a brahmachari would say that. But let's see. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra. Ready? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshiping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, quote, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower." End quote. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Jiva Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, I just want to show you one thing because I really, when I first started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, I took to heart that should study it like a lawyer studies the law books. And I used to, if Prabhupada quoted any verse in a purport, I would go and find that verse and then read that verse in purport. And then you would see he'd quote another verse and then I'd follow that. And it's interesting, many times you'd come full circle right back to the original verse that you kind of started with. So it's really, it's just beautiful to study. So here we have 11.5.32. And in this, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who translated, they say the same verse is quoted and they give Adi Leela chapter 3. But they added one paragraph. Would you like to hear that just so it is complete? The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in the Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dandharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows. So they're also quoting Jiva Goswami, who's quoting from the Mahabharata. In his early pastimes, Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference. Suvarna Varno Hemango Varangash Chandan Nangadi. Anyone here recites Vishnu Sahasranam? I know some devotees who used to recite it every day. Yes? I think you're reciting it right now, right? Okay. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. End quote. He has also quoted Sanyas Krich Chamas Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayanaha. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist devotees. End quote. So thus we have concluded all opportunities for purports on this verse. And there's still 7 minutes, so I didn't do too bad. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your attention. Anyone has any reflections, questions, or chastisements? Of course, Prayojana Prabhu, please.
Bhakti Siddhanta. He quoted from the Christian Bible, actually.
He quoted from what?
The Christian Bible.
The Christian Bible.
Yeah. And it says that one should not chant the Lord's names in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that sometimes there's a swear word almost. What are you doing?
Are you going to swear?
No. Yeah. But then he says, no, but actually means in vanity. In other words, not just for myself, but for his pleasure, for Krishna's pleasure. Nice. We should chant the holy names of the Lord.
Nice. Thank you. That's beautiful, yeah, because we hear that statement, one shouldn't chant the Lord's name in vain, and often as I was growing up, it was like swear words, although the people who were usually saying it were the ones who were doing the most swearing, but nevertheless, but I take your point, it's very beautiful that it's not, it's vain means also vanity. So we don't do it for our own pleasure, but we're chanting it for the Lord's pleasure. So beautiful. Anyone else? Anything? Going once? Okay. You want to talk about weddings?
I was just wondering, because we hear Prabhupada elsewhere in his purports, he talks a lot about Mayavadi philosophy, and the devotees ask him, so who's this Mayavadi? And Prabhupada's saying, well, you're the Mayavadi, so it's a Mayavadi tendency within us. So same this reciting Bhagavatam or doing kirtans with Prabhupada's here saying, you know, for like some monetary reasons, again, it's like, it's not so prominent. We don't see people. I mean, I know in India and Bengal, etc., things may be different, but I've never seen people outwardly reciting Bhagavatam for monetary reasons. But do you think there's some also subtle sort of hidden aspect of that we're talking about, the aspect of ourselves, where we're also desiring something other than just pleasure to the Lord?
Yeah, very, very, very good point. And I guess if I've understood what you're asking is that, again, this Mayavad philosophy and doing Bhagavad Katha and different things like that for money, we don't see it so prominently. Is there something more subtle that, yeah, of course, you know, the idea of the Mayavad philosophy is that Krishna's body is Maya, that he doesn't have a pure transcendental spiritual form, that his form or any form in the material world is illusion. So this word that we focused on a little bit, full faith, means that we have to move beyond whatever these speculative ideas are and come to firm and full faith that what the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, and the previous Acharyas are saying is actually correct and true. And as Govinda Prabhu said, that we have to have firm faith in Krishna Bhakti, that this process will help, will solve all problems, nam nam akari bahuda anijasarva shaktis, that the holy name alone can render all benedictions to living beings. So like that. So yeah, it's a matter of increasing our faith, I think, if I understood your question correctly. But okay, we still have 2 minutes. Okay, you have a poem? Okay.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Please accept mine.
We hear all the time that, like these statements, like we must not chant the holy names in vain. We must not chant the holy names with inattentively. We must not chant the holy names with offences. At the same time, we hear we must chant the holy names. We must continue chant the holy names. So they seem contradictory. And we can't chant the holy names without purely because we're full of contamination. Well, some of us are full of contamination. So what to do, Prabhu?
Jeez, you lay that one on me. Decades and decades of difficult. Yeah, I mean, the point is, what is it? And I cannot confirm, I can neither confirm nor deny whether this has come from Prabhupada, but I've heard it, that the cure for bad chanting is more chanting. And it's not that we give up chanting because we're making offenses. Yeah, we're also probably making offenses against prasadam, but we certainly aren't going to give that one up, are we? So, you know, we don't give up the activity, which is the what's that word, Prabhupada? The antiseptic and the prophylactic, yes. Which is the antiseptic and the prophylactic. It is the thing that is curing us. So if we give it up because we are offending it, then we're not going to get the medicine. We're not going to get the help. So we have to do it, but we have to keep trying. And I think you'll notice as we read Prabhupada's books, again and again, Prabhupada says, just try. Try to do this. Try to do that. So our thing is to try to the best of our ability and to cultivate a sincere and serious heart. And then when we try, and the acharyas also explain that when we chant, before we chant, if we just simply pray to Harinam Prabhu, to the holy name, to Krishna, to Lord Chaitanya, please help me to give up offenses. Please help me to chant your holy name attentively, free from offense. That simply by this prayer of sincerity and seriousness before we start our chanting, that the holy name immediately elevates us to the Namabhas platform, to the clearing stage, just by that sincere effort and endeavor. But we also have to follow through. So that's my answer to a deep question. And I finished 1 minute past. Dear Lord, yes. A comment, okay. We're over time, but we'll let it go.
Remember, I am a servant of Mahaprabhu.
Yes, you are. This is Mahaprabhu Das. Mahaprabhu Das, Prabhu.
What most people don't realize is that blasphemy, which is taking the name of the Lord in vain, was actually on the law books in England until about 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
Yes. It was there. Scotland, I think, was last year, a bit behind. Sorry. No offense. But people just didn't realize that it was an offense. And it had become so misused, it just fell out of fashion. And they said, okay, we will repeal this law.
So if I've understood you correctly, basically swearing was against the law.
If it was blasphemy.
If it was blasphemous.
Taking the name of the Lord. In
so, bleep, you know, God bleep. Yes. Okay.
Or even taking the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes. Interesting.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It's an offense to not lie. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So we shouldn't lie. Yes. As you're swearing, you know you're lying, so you don't believe in God, so it's okay. Okay, so now that we've talked about law books, we're going to open up the law books. Okay, so we're going to finish here. Thank you all very much for your attention. Please remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivazadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
His Grace Jai Nithai Prabhu Ki.
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda's Ki.